USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The IRS is announcing new initiatives that will target roughly 1,600 millionaires around the country who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. It's what IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel announced Friday on a call with reporters. He said 75 large business partnerships are also being targeted for tax evasion. He says a burst of funding from the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act, plus added artificial intelligence tools, have helped point IRS resources in the right direction. The Georgia grand jury that came back with indictments against former President Trump and others also recommended charges to be filed against Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I called around different states, including Georgia. As a sitting United States Senator, Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, I eventually certified the election in all states, including Georgia.
The number of those still missing after the historic wildfires in Maui last month is now down to 66. Hawaii Governor Josh Green made that announcement on Friday. That number was as high as 385 just 1 week ago, as crews were still searching through the charred remnants of the town of Lahaina. It's where at least 115 people have been confirmed dead following the fires. And tech entrepreneur Elon Musk is opening up about an incident involving his Starlink satellite system and the Ukraine war last year. He says at one point in the fighting, Ukrainian government forces requested Starlink internet access to carry out a major attack. He says the Ukrainians had wanted to use his satellite system to sink the Russian fleet at anchor in Russian-annexed Crimea. Musk tweeted that he considered that a bridge too far. Musk's Starlink system has been both hailed and harshly criticized for its heavy influence over the battle space in Ukraine. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. President Joe Biden and the President of India are stressing that a closer relationship will continue between the two countries as an effort of counterbalancing the influence of China and Russia across the globe. On the sidelines of the G20 Friday, Biden met for the second time in just months with Indian President Narendra Modi. The two men met at the White House earlier this year. Both leaders also noted ongoing cooperation in the Quad Alliance, or the so-called NATO of the Indo-Pacific, that includes the U.S., India, Australia, and Japan. It's a solemn day across the pond in the UK.
96 gun salutes echoed across the UK, one for each of the years that the late Queen Elizabeth lived. Today, marking 1 year since her passing, Balmoral Castle, a place she often called her favorite, held a memorial for Elizabeth.
A life lived in the service of others is a rare jewel. It is a jewel that Her Late Majesty the Queen wore as a crown.
People from all over are visiting the castle today to remember their late queen and feel closer to her. I'm Corey Myers.
Police say they arrested two protesters at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York this week. That was the sound at a match before NYPD officers were called in. The group of four was protesting the use of fossil fuels for energy. Environmental activists have held a number of disruptive protests at professional tennis events in recent weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Freshness, ladies, you would put three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, main cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.